It is 9:45. No, what am I saying? It's 9:25. Thank you very much. On Classical Mornings, I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. And he's one of the world's leading dramatic tenors, an artist known for bringing both power and emotional depth to some of opera's most demanding roles. This spring, Russell Thomas makes an important role debut as Werther in Jules Massenet's deeply felt masterpiece, opening May 7th with the Canadian Opera Company at the Four Seasons Centre. With a career that spans the Metropolitan Opera, the Royal Opera House, and major stages across Europe, he's built a reputation for performances that are as passionate as they are compelling. And it's a real pleasure to welcome him here to talk about stepping into the soul of Werther, Russell Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you've got a really busy day ahead, so we're grateful that you came in this morning.
Not a problem.
All right, so let's talk about the story, Werther. Would you like to begin with Goethe, or where do you want to start?
Well, we're doing the opera.
Let's stick to the opera.
Yeah.
Okay. Please go right ahead.
Well, Werther is this very passionate guy. He is an artist. He's in love with this woman he meets. They have a great time. They kick it. They really hit it off. And then she says, oh, I forgot. I'm engaged. I promised my mother I would marry this other guy.
Right.
And Werther just can't get over it. And you have three more acts of some of the most heartbreaking storytelling and music around.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find a guy like Werther for you when you are so completely different from him?
Right. I think the beautiful thing is, hopefully, as an artist, we all feel a deep level of passion. You know, passion for the craft, passion for and love for family, friends, loved ones, etc. So it's a story, although that it's, you know, quite old, it's still very relevant. You know, I find the connection and the passion. The other things, you know, when someone turns me down, I leave them alone. You know,
bye-bye.
I leave them alone. That's Russell. But this character, he just can't get over the fact that he's so moved by this woman and her love for kids and her love for her mother and her deep love for family and how beautiful she is.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a physical beauty, but he feels a deep connection with her from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's where you have to start, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's the most honest way. Hopefully at my age, I've felt that kind of deep connection and love. So that's something that I could really sink my teeth into.
Lovely. And what about this production? Now, the director is Alain Gauthier. And what is it like working with him?
I love him. I think, he's very efficient. We staged this entire opera, a new production, in 10 days, you know. And I think that is a feat. I've never done a new production so fast. But it's given us the opportunity to continue to like get deeper and really run it. And for me, my first time singing this role, I appreciate that kind of the ability to keep running it and keep doing it over and over and over again and finding new levels. The production is beautiful. It's efficient. You know, it's one of these you all will see it. It's like show within a show within a show, or walls, and you know, everything gets closer and closer to the audience over the course of the night as it gets more intimate and Werther with his own thoughts of ending his life.
So now, well, I was just reading some of the notes in the bigger program, and he was mentioning that he no longer believes in just doing a modern production for the sake of a modern production, but that it honors the story, it honors what's going on, and it's not important to him that it has to be extreme modernism.
Well, it's not. This is it's a very classical or traditional, I would say, production, which he was very adamant about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the company loved it. And for me, as a person who sings a lot in Europe, that's very uncommon. So it's like I'm doing something very new when it's actually the very traditional, sort of old-fashioned. They would see it in Europe as a very old-fashioned production.
Isn't that sort of how the world works, that, you know, if we have Republicans in you know, we're going to vote for Democrats.
Yes.
And
the pendulum kind of swings
yes.
to one very far end to the other. Yes,
yes.
For sure.
And so So I sort of feel that this is an exciting moment, actually, because I think that it's evolving into what Alain is talking about now, and that it's not so important. Now, it was important, perhaps, to go extreme.
Yes. I think it's a bit different for us here in North America, because we don't have, except for maybe two companies in North America, all of North America, we don't really have the operatic tradition in the way that they have in most cities in Europe. There's an opera house in every town.
Yes.
In every town all over Germany, in every town in France and Italy, there's an opera house. I think for them, they have to do something different, edgy, for the sake of just being different and edgy, just to keep people interested in coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's very different because they buy into it, you know, with their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They buy into that. So their opera houses are always packed. They're always selling out theaters. We don't have that problem in North America.
And there's also a different sensibility about culture and opera.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, for us to have a fest contract, what the heck is that?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We wouldn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. Like, they're like government employees over
for
there.
For sure. For sure.
Which is, I mean, I just think it's a wonderful thing for
it is
especially
a
young singer.
Yes. Especially a young singer. I wanted a fest contract so bad. But then I hate to say I didn't need it, but I did need it. But the career just didn't allow that time to happen.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Are you performing a lot, mostly over in Europe?
No, I perform a bit of all over. I think it's pretty equal these days.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is coming up for you?
Parsifal immediately after this. I'm struggling to rememorize Parsifal right now.
Wow.
Because I go immediately after here to Vienna to sing a production of Parsifal.
All right, now that leads me to ask. So mm-hmm. you've got the romantic repertoire and the verismo of Massenet, and then you go into something like Wagner. Is that going to be tough?
I don't think it's going to be tough. If it were the other way around, it would probably be hard.
Solid
yes,
point.
Coming from a heavy, low role like Parsifal to something like that's very lyric, like Werther. Even though Werther is still dramatic, but it's much more it requires much more lyricism vocally, that would be difficult.
Yes, of course, that does make sense.
Yeah.
And it's not that you have to reduce the sound necessarily, it's just a whole different mindset, isn't it?
It is a whole different mindset, and there are vocal tricks, as you know, that you have to be able to do, and when you're singing heavy repertoire that you don't really do much of those vocal tricks in it, and so the voice gets a bit weighty, and it's difficult to come out of that.
Mm.
So it's easy for me to go from the higher lyric pieces to the lower, mm-hmm. lower more dramatic ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your favorite repertoire to sing at this time? Of course you're going to sing Massenet. better.
This is my favorite role right now. But I don't know. I'm a lover of Verdi, and I've sung a lot of Verdi. But in the last 4 or 5 years, Wagner has been getting a hold of me. You know, mm-hmm. and I never liked the repertoire before. Never liked it until I started. I actually turned down Parsifal here in Toronto when I was first asked, what about Parsifal? I said, no, it's not for my voice,
right.
You know? But then once I learned it, I was like, I love this. And then I went from Parsifal to Tannhäuser, and now I'm learning Tristan, you know? And yeah.
And it feels right.
It feels great. It feels good for me.
That's what matters. Now, what about Bayreuth?
Well, they haven't asked me yet.
You give it time. Next week, man.
They haven't asked me yet. But you know, when a guy builds a theater that says like this is where my work should be performed and this is the way we should hear it.
Yes.
It's very different. I've experienced opera there as an audience member, but going to you know hear it at the Met or hear it in a big standard European type theater, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
No, of course, of course. Let's get back to Werther.
Okay.
Sorry, I digress.
It's all right.
But I want people to know about your voice type.
Yeah.
Your voice, you know, the quality of your voice and what you're doing and what you therefore will bring to this role.
Right.
And what do you think? Have you had an opportunity to work yet in the Four Seasons Center?
I've been there before. I've
oh, that's right. Yes,
I've been here in Toronto. Used to be what I used to call my artistic home.
Nice. I like that.
And mostly in all of my French repertoire, actually, I sang here first.
Oh, great.
I sang in Toronto first.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, so Goethe's original story and Massenet's opera both deal with very human fragility and emotional extremes. So when you perform Werther today, what do you think speaks most directly to audiences now?
I mean, we live in a society, especially in North America, where the, you know, suicide rates are very high. Mm-hmm. I think this is a topic that someone has been affected by in one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not for this reason, but not because someone's so lovesick, you know, but who knows what goes on in someone's mind when they have to make such a decision. Mm-hmm. But families have been affected by it. And I think there are things about this character and about this subject matter that anybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm. And so let me just conclude by asking you, which I ask everybody, when you have finished doing a performance like Werther, what do you want people to leave with?
Well, for me, I think every artist is different, but for me, I don't care what they leave with as long as they leave with something. So if I move them, or if one person is moved by the story, if one person feels healed by something in the story, some person connects with their own unrequited love, you know, by watching this story, we've done our jobs on stage, you know. Or if we made people just forget about their very mundane lives for 3 hours and they get to enjoy something beautiful, we've done our jobs.
I'm sure they will. I've got no doubt. I'm very excited about attending the opening night, and I look forward to seeing you, Russell.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in today. Russell Thomas, I'm thanking him so much for spending time with us. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you and getting a sense of how you're approaching Werther. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the role on opening night. And Werther runs for 7 performances at the Canadian Opera Company's Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts, opening May 7th and continuing on through until the 23rd. For tickets and more information, you can go to coc.ca. Thanks so much.
Thank you.